Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's start with the end of the child tax credit. With us is Natasha Chavez. She lives in Phoenix, is the mother of two. Her $500 monthly child tax credit check ended in December. Natasha, thanks for being with us. So what sort of hardship has this presented to you and your family?
Well, in between the last paycheck and, or I guess the last child tax credit and January 15th, where we were supposed to have one, I lost my job. So this one on the 15th would have definitely made an impact. It would have been a nice kind of band-aid had we had it today. But unfortunately, we don't. So yeah, it definitely means tightening up of the budget.
What were you using it for? You know, it's supposed to be geared towards something for the kids. So a lot of people, it's you know, bills or food or back to school supplies, all that kind of stuff. Was it the same for you?
Yeah, it was definitely all of that. In July, when we first got it, I used it to get new glasses and a new eye exam for my son. Obviously, also it went to new school clothes and school supplies in July. And then as the months progressed, the money helped for bills and food. It was an addition, just a nice extra addition. And, you know, we know, like you said, the child tax credit is supposed to be about kids. So every once in a while, we would do something nice for the kids. Because we would tell them, hey, it's, you know, we'd kind of tell them that it's your money. We're getting this money because of you guys. So, you know, if that meant like, I don't know, whatever they wanted, if it was to go eat somewhere or to get a new video game or something. But every once in a while, we'd all also use part of that money for something fun as well.
So what happens going forward? How are you able to adjust? Are you able to adjust?
Well, like I said, this month would have definitely been nice to have that. I think down the road, you find a way to balance and adjust, however that means. If that means cutting back on outings at dinner or pushing back certain things that you might have wanted to do right away, medical things, maybe push those back. You know, all Americans, American families, we're all resilient people. So we'll find a way to adjust, but will we feel that pinch in these first couple of months? Yeah, I think we'll notice it in our budget this month, next month. And you know, and then eventually you realize you budget with what you have. So eventually you make do.
All right, Natasha Chavez lives out in Phoenix, mother of two. Natasha, thanks for talking to us. She had that $500 monthly child tax credit. The checks ended last month, and they're fighting it over in Washington. But, you know, everyone's got different ideas. So.
Yeah, well, the president was hoping it would go on for quite some time, but it didn't work out that way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.